cure for desert places.
Praise the Lord. The enemy comes and fights us with one weapon called discouragement. That is his greatest weapon he used to fight people. You get discouraged. He makes you to start doubting God's word, whether it will ever happen in your life. And when you begin to doubt God's word, things begin to happen. Just like the enemy made Eve to say, and he asked Eve, did God really say? Many a times, many of us go through this whole situation, and we ask ourselves, or the enemy comes to ask us, did God really say? Did God really say? Did God really say? Did God really say that you have a child? Did God really say that you will get just that job? And it may not be so loud, but in your mind, did God really say that you can really pay your bills? But the devil is a liar. This week in our 21 days, we started the awesome power of God's word. That's what we are looking at today. We'll look at it again Saturday morning. The awesome power of God's word. The awesome power of God's word. The awesome power of God's word. The awesome power of God's spirit. The awesome power of God's spirit. Last week we looked at the awesome power of God's word. The awesome power of God's spirit. Once you have the word and you don't know how to walk and talk with him, things will not work well in your life. When God sent us to this world, he gave us three things. Number one, a map. And that map is called the Bible. Number two, a personal guide. And that personal guide is called the Holy Spirit. Jesus, God came himself. After giving them instructions, in the cool of the evening, he will come and fellowship with them. He gave them circumstances. He put them in a garden. And he gave them companionship. These are the three things that will make you get to your destination in life. But most times, people want to settle for one. It's either they settle with friends around. Or they settle with only Bible and said, and many people have used the letter to destroy themselves. Or the Bible says the letter killeth. But the Spirit giveth life. If you read the Word of God without the Spirit, who is the author? Because you have to ask the person that originated it. I can get the manual of this tablet I'm using now and look at it and read it and be able to operate it. What if I have the manual and the person that made it? That means that there are some things that cannot be explained properly in the manual that can be personalized to me. And that is the level we have to get to. So that you don't only work with the word itself, because as you have the Bible, the name of your wife is not there. The name of your job is not there. There is a gospel according to you. It's the 67th book. Amen. And God has written something about your life, and you must take it very importantly. Genesis chapter 1. Verse 2 tells us, and God said, let there be light. That is the first proclamation that we see of God speaking. of God speaking. And Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. The Spirit of God comes to indwell you when the moment you gave your life to Christ. Now it is your responsibility to recognize that He's there. You can have a wife and not talk to your wife. You can have a husband and not talk to him. Many of us believers, we have the Holy Spirit, but we don't recognize His presence. Holy Spirit, what am I going to eat today? Many people, you were confused of what to wear this morning and you didn't ask Him. And some of people are saying, what should I ask Holy Spirit of what to wear again? Say another thing. I need to ask Him for the hard things. Now, if you cannot ask Him for those small things, how can you even know when you are asking for harder things whether He's talking to you? A son that is 5-6 years, or even a baby, when the father comes or the mother, he leaps with joy. He knows the voice. The more, let me tell you, many people will say, must we do the Holy Spirit campaign every year? Must we? The more you are a believer, the more you should learn how to hear Him. Don't take it, you know, some people will say, it seems as if it's only pastor that hear Holy Spirit, Abi. The truth of the matter is that, be careful about people that always have a word of God. Many stupid things in life have been done in the name of that the Lord spoke to me. And in Africa, one of the ways we used to dodge is that the Spirit told me. When somebody does not plan, he said, the Spirit said I should not plan, I should just come to the place. We hide. Now, as you are a believer, you need to learn. But the more you begin to walk with Him, the easier it gets to hear. Not that you will not find it difficult to hear. Why are we fasting? We are fasting so that we can hear clearly, so that our reception can be clear. We are humbling ourselves before Him, removing ourselves from perversion, so that we can hear Him clearly. And I believe that God will speak to you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 16. I like reading the chapters of John. John chapter 16, 15. John chapter 14, 15 and 16. These were the last words that Jesus spoke, especially 14 and 15 and 16. Many of us, we talk about or we do what our father told us to do before he died. And we carry it to the letter. Many fathers told their children, I don't want you to put me in mortuary. And the man died and they followed it. I don't want you to bury me in cemetery. Bury me in this sitting room. And we carried it to the letter. What about the man that not only died? Resurrected. And is seated in where? Is seated in the right hand of what? The Father. I need to know that person. I need to understand what he said. And I need to walk in it. If I can follow the instruction of a dead man who cannot even talk again, whether I bury him in cemetery, will he know? But we took it to heart. John chapter 16 verse 7. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. You know, those days we used to hear that people would say, I wish I was with Jesus when he was walking on the face of the earth. So that when I just need anything, I will go and ask him. Is that true? Has it ever occurred to you? Have you heard people say that? Jesus is saying, it is to your advantage that I move. Because when Jesus was walking on the earth, he slept. That means that he was restricted by space and time. When they were fighting the storm, he was busy sleeping. That means that if Jesus was around now, all of us would be going to Israel. If he's going to give us appointment, when will he get to your turn? But the moment he died, what happened was that the veil that separated us from the holies of holies was torn from top to bottom. So to signify it's not by human effort. The Bible specifically said from top to bottom, not from bottom to top. If it was bottom to top, it was human being that tore it. And that moment, the Holy Spirit was no longer in one confined to one house. It began to reside in people. So if I'm stranded, I don't need to travel to Israel. I need to ask questions yet. Where? That's why Jesus told the woman. He said, you people don't even know what you are worshipping. You are not supposed to worship here, but you are supposed to go to Jerusalem. But there is coming a time. There is coming a time where you and I will have sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit on the comfort of your bed. Am I making sense? When you are driving the car, when you are taking your bath, when you are swallowing a bath, just sweet fellowship. Amen. And that's why, again, I was praying this morning, and the Lord told me, I was reminded again, the mandate of our church is a clear mandate. I heard it clear. He said the mandate is clear. The mandate is clear. Making men know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit by a definite experience. It is only from inside out you can make success. When you don't know him, you can't build godly family. When you don't know him, you can't be a leader with lasting private and public success. When you don't know him, you can't cure desert places in every stages and segment of life. The mandate is clear. Not for you to go and seek a prophet, but for they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So what do we do in this church? We train you, we teach you, we build you up to become a sign and a wonder producer. Not those that seek after signs and wonders. Not because of what you are doing, you are trying to make signs and wonders to happen. But signs and wonders just naturally follow you because you are living your normal lifestyle of the kingdom assignment God has given to you. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. You will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You will cast out demons effortlessly. But people do not understand. They believe that when I come to church, the pastor should fast for me. The pastor should pray for me. The pastor should look road for me. And you know what we have empowered in church is that society and culture in Africa has bred what is called a responsibility allergic culture. And now we have taken them to church and we have also empowered their irresponsibility. That's why they are now miracle seekers. The mandate is clear. Anything in your assignment, miracle should be following anything you do. And until, you know, I was reminded again today, is that people pray for answered prayers. And the Spirit told me again, he said some people receive their answers, but they do not recognize it. May God open your eyes to see your answers and recognize it. Come on, go ahead, lift up your hand and just pray. When my answers come, mighty God, let me recognize it. When my answer come, Father, let me recognize it. When my answer come, let me recognize it. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse 13 of John 16, it said, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will guide you. So the Holy Spirit comes to do what? To guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. Jesus was asked, how come you are doing this miracle? John chapter 15. He said, what I see my Father do, that's what I do. The best form of prayer is to know what God is doing and pray it. Speaking about the sons of Issachar, they understood the times and season and what Israel ought to do. Some people recognize their season, but they don't know what to do. They recognize their season. They recognize that something is about to happen. Something is about to happen, and God is saying, it's time for you to release something. I want to do something. But at that point in time, fear sets in. At that point in time, they don't know what to do. At that point in time, they are confused. That's why we are using these 21 days. There is something. People have been saying there's significant change. Significant change. It's a season. But when you don't know what to do, the significant change will not come. Second Samuel chapter 18. Cush knew how to run. He knew what to do. He wasn't bothered whether Ahimaaz was running farther than him. Imagine you that they did not send. You are the one in front. And the person that they sent is the one behind. If you are the person, what will you do? You might even stop and say, hey, let him carry on. But he was running his course. You will finish your course. I say you will finish your course. What was stolen before will be restored back to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You must understand one thing, that as you begin to walk with the Holy Spirit, this is what he came to do. To guide you. And that's why, in the middle of your work today, ask him to guide you. In your business, ask him to guide you. It may not be one form of prayer that is so, because many people believe in praying religiously. He is your friend. If you are talking to a friend, if it's a real friend, you don't need to set an appointment. You just talk to him immediately. A friend that you call and say, can you create time for me to talk? And the friend says, okay, I'll create time next. It's not your friend. A real friend will tell you, I can create time now. Can you talk to me? But the Holy Spirit has no agenda. His line is not busy. You don't call him and he say, hold on. You know the powerful thing about it is living inside of you. That's why one time we preach a message, not expertise, but sensitivity. Many a times we go with expertise. It's what we have been used to. I've done it before, and so I will go. I've done it before. And so in Joshua chapter 5, they defeated Jericho. Now we have done it before. They took a few men and said, go and destroy Ai. They were beaten mercilessly. Sometimes we use past strategy for new challenges. Unknown to us, the strategy of 2012 is over. A new strategy for 2013 is here. That's why you see when people begin to copy secular beats and put Christian songs, I begin to wonder whether the Holy Spirit is not innovative. Amen. A man named Driscoll will play and people will rise up on their chair, healed. Because what is bettered in the womb of prayer and the presence of the Holy Spirit can never be duplicated. It will guide you into all truth. More than ever before, as a businessman, as a housewife, as somebody raising up children, you need to have a walking, talking relationship with the Holy Spirit. So that you will not land into trouble. We are in perilous times. So that you will not step into places you are not supposed to step in. You should be sensitive. When the Twin Tower was falling, people got ministration. Leave the building now. That's all. Leave the building. And testimonies came out of people that said they were told to leave the building now. And they left the building and the crash came. That is how you are supposed to walk. Not one spooky thing and say, hey, Pastor, I'm traveling. Can you check whether the airplane will not crash? No, that is Babalawo. That's Abali style. And if you are not careful, you will still enter the house of a prophet. Like I always say, and I must say it every time I preach on this pulpit. When you begin to pursue praying for going for one prayer house, not the house of prayer, but one prayer house. You know, the house of prayer is different from prayer house. When you begin to go from one prayer house to the other, it's just a matter of time, just a matter of time. You will soon sit under a hut with a dirty man with shrine in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of time. Because every time you will see your problem increasing and you will need a higher anointing. Because sometimes pain is also good for your development. A woman that must give birth and doesn't want labor pain, he's not ready. A woman that must give birth, let's leave labor pain now, that must give birth and does not want to carry a child in her womb, in her body, is not ready. The inconvenience of carrying like 10 kg for 9 months. And that is what many people are not ready to go through. Many of us here are pregnant. But you know what? You believe that you are suffering, but you are pregnant. A pregnant woman will face all the storms in life. The sleeplessness, the inconveniences, the vomiting and everything. Because she knows that after 9 months, I will hold my child in the hand. Just like many of you now, you are going through many crises. I don't know why I'm talking like this. You are going through many crises. Unknown to you, you are pregnant. You are pregnant. But you know what we do? A woman, no matter how pregnant she is, cannot go to the doctor and say, give me abortion. No matter how inconvenient the pregnancy is. Especially when she has a husband, not the one that went to Dodge. No matter how inconveniencing the thing is, cannot go and meet doctor and say, doctor, I'm vomiting, my body is this thing, I cannot move again. Remove this pregnancy. Now, most times we do that and our testimonies is terminated. How do we do it? We begin to talk against God. We begin to agree with the devil. Did God really say? We begin to talk what the enemy says. I don't die. Things are not working out well. These are the words we use to abort our testimonies. How many years will you carry that testimony, that pregnancy? I don't know. But as soon as Zion traveled, as soon as the pain, because in the time of giving birth, the pain is at its climax. Get ready. Your pain is about to enter the climax. It's just at that tipping point that your testimony is waiting on for you. But most times, you know what we do? We go to places to hear what the Lord is not saying. You abort it. They give you soft landing. And the enemy is skillful in it. He said, Jesus, there's no need to go to the cross. I know what you came for. You came for the kingdom. Bow to me and take it. That's all. And many people are buying every day. They are buying to the devil taking fame, buying to the devil taking success, buying to the devil taking husband, buying to the devil taking money, buying to the devil taking things, taking jobs, taking career, buying. That will not be your testimony in Jesus' name. Quickly, let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 32, verse 8, before we look at two ways. Briefly, and praying, I'll be out of your way. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. I will instruct you. How does he instruct now in your New Testament? Through the Holy Spirit. I will instruct you. I will instruct you. There are many decisions many of you want to take this year. You don't go through these 21 days without a prayer focus. It's not religious activity. I hate religion. A fasting period must have, a fast must have a time frame. And must have what you are believing God for. Maybe you are asking him to speak to you clearly about some decisions you want to take. Or you just want to connect with him again because it seems as if the relationship is going stale. I will instruct you. How does he instruct? In several ways. In several ways. One of the ways I believe for married couple that God instructs is through your spouse. Although your spouse may think that they have wisdom. It's a lie. Your wife can just whisper, I don't believe that you should do this thing because, you know, the wife of Pilate came to meet him. have nothing to do with this man. Because last night, I could not sleep. And most times, if you are not careful, if you are not a man of the spirit, you will be so proud to even ask God whether this thing is correct. Many people talk about Mary, but you know my hero, Joseph. How can you adopt a son that you didn't give birth to? And cover the mother and even marry her, and you are going and everybody is saying, this Jesus, the son of Mary. He needed to hear God, and he heard God clearly, and he understood his voice. To accept and to take her, that's the hero. And most men here, as long as you are not hearing God for your family, there's going to be a shipwreck. Most men, you know what they do? They send their wives to church and say, go and take charge. You just be praying. What you are exposing your wife to is the spirit of Jezebel. She will hear clearly. But it's not in that, she should not be the spiritual authority in that home. When she starts giving instruction, the marriage is about to pack up. Because the order of God has been violated. Every man, lift up your hand here. And just pray one prayer. Lord, I will take charge. I will take charge of my role. I will take charge of my role as the spiritual head of the family. Please come and go ahead. Pray that prayer very well. Even for those that are not married, raise up your hand. Because you must understand clearly that until you take charge, the enemy comes and perverts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly, we'll look at two ways in our manual, and we'll just look how the Holy Spirit instructs. I will encourage every one of you. Somebody in our Abuja location got hold of the 30 days in the Holy Spirit, and he called the pastor and said, Pastor, I'm excited. Do you mean that this thing was here? I'm going to write this major exam and I'm going to pass it. The mandate is clear, and I will still repeat it again. Making men and women know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit by what? A definite experience. You will be like David that will say, I could handle the lion, I could handle the bear. This bloody Philistine, the God that handled those two for me, will take care of this one. That is how many people are supposed to behave in the marketplace. Somebody comes and meets you and say, over his dead body, you are not going to enter. Over the dead body, they will sack you. Over his dead body, you just say amen. He has prophesied. And when somebody prophesies, what do you say? Those that know their God are the ones that can say that. Somebody say, bet whether you will not suffer. And you are afraid. You don't know your God. He said, with my loving eye will I guide you. You are the apple of his eye. Why will you suffer? As long as you are doing what a human being and a believer is supposed to do. You know, I was meditating on what we did in pastor's meeting yesterday. And they just increased school fees on some people. And I said, and as I was trying to gather myself and just meditate on it, and those people say, what are you talking about? The person that is afraid of paying school fees is the person serving, is the person sharing, is the person giving, is the person loving. As long as the person can do these four things, forget about school fees. Somebody was in this church in service about to do a program and just shared the program. Sat with somebody who was pinging and I said, my sister, they don't do this thing in this church. There and there, shared his vision. The first time was meeting the person and said, come to my office, meet my boss. And all of a sudden, large sums of money was advanced because The ravens have not died, though. You don't need a fat bank account to go to school. You don't need money for school fees. You need to write exam. True or false? Huh? You don't even need a womb to carry a child. Because he didn't say, when you have a womb, you will be fruitful. The command has still not changed. Be what? Fruitful. It has not changed. When they wiped out the earth, the command still remained. Be fruitful. Genesis chapter 9. Be fruitful. He didn't say be seedful. He said be fruitful. Because every fruit has seeds. Number one, the Holy Spirit guides us by making us remember what God has already said. What God has already said. That's why you must have a plan to finish the word of God this year. Because as long as the enemy is coming to say to you, that what have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you? All of a sudden, scriptures begin to rise from every fiber of the cell you have hidden it. I tell people, don't cram scripture. Read it. Study it. When it's time for battle, it will come out. Because that's the job of the Holy Spirit, to go to the archives. You don't know. Let me tell you. The more you read your Bible, the more your brain cells begin to multiply. It begins to enlarge. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 26. Quickly, as we pray this morning. John 14, 26. The word of God says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. When you carry the word of God, it's God speaking to you. And when the enemy comes, like if you know what will happen, he will go to a place, open up a scripture to you, and make it rhema. One of the rhema I got this morning when I was studying scripture, Genesis chapter 35, verse 5. As the Bible says, as Jacob and his family were coming, and they were leaving to go to Bethel, the Bible says the fear came upon everybody, and nobody harmed Jacob. You didn't understand what I said? That fear, let's read it. Turn your Bibles. Genesis chapter 5, 35, verse 5. That fear came upon everybody. Normally, they could have ambushed them. They were small. Nations, fear came upon them, and they could not harm Jacob. Can you read it quickly? Can you read it? Are you there? Yes. When Jacob and his sons started to leave, great fear fell upon the people of the nearby town, and they did not pursue them. Listen. Listen. This was when, after his sons have destroyed a whole nation. As they were leaving, great fear fell upon them. I don't care what the enemy says about you. You will get to that marketplace, and people that fought against you, they will be afraid of you. Amen. To me, that becomes rhema. To you, when things rise up, all of a sudden, because you have a walking, talking relationship with the Holy Spirit, what happens is that it takes scripture. And you know what? The scripture becomes your personal rhema. And the Bible says, if you continue in my rhema, then you shall ask whatsoever you say, and it shall be done. Amen. The more you know God's word, the easier you know his will. The more you know God's word, the easier you will know his will. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The problem is that we are great forgetters, but the Holy Spirit is a great reminder. And lastly, the Holy Spirit will instruct you and guide you by inspiring ideas in your mind. In your mind. Some people say, I heard him in my right ear. I like that, but I have not heard him in my right ear before. I hear him in my mind. Because it's true, when he speaks in my ear, it goes to my mind. If it's only my ear alone, then I cannot do anything with it. That's what the Bible says in Ephesians 3:20. Many people feel that they cannot pray because we don't know what prayer is. If you can think, you can pray. For God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ever ask. Open your mouth. Think or think according to the power that is at work within you. Don't you ever think that your thought is... That's why you say bringing down every thought so that you don't think bad thought. Because you are powerful than you think you are. Many people do not know this is a form of prayer. You come to God, oh God, I have nothing to say to you today. I just want you to shower me with your affection. You think it's not prayer? I'm not saying you can shout with that passion, no, in your heart. You can also shout with passion. You can be quiet without no passion, just opening your mouth and doing religious activity. The heart of the matter is truly the matter of the heart. So how does he do it? He inspires ideas in your heart. Can we read Job chapter 33, verse 13 and to 18? Well, I'm running for time. Many of us need to go to work this morning. The word of God says in Job chapter 33, verse 13, why do you complain to him and he responds to no one's words? For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it, in a dream, in a vision of the night. When deep sleeps fall on people, as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warning, to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride. 18, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. Amen. Amen. When the Holy Spirit gives an idea, it's called inspiration. When the devil comes, it's temptation. Rise up on your feet. Inspires you. Come on, I want you to just, what I want you to pray this morning, no more, Lord, I want to have a walking, talking relationship with you. Come on, go ahead and just pray that prayer. I want to have a walking, talking relationship with you. I want to have a walking, talking relationship with you. Clear my antenna, clear my reception. I want to hear you clearly in this year 2013, the year of significant change. Significant change cannot happen if I cannot hear you. Clear my antenna, clear my ears. What are you doing in this end time? I want to know. Open my ears, open my mind. Inspire thoughts in my heart. I want to hear you clearly. Come on, go ahead and declare it.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please contact The Femme Exchange at number 5 Oregmini Crescent of Idean Road of Ihema Road, GRA Benin City. Or call 080-511-03787 or 081-8977-5470 or 081-22-870-966. Worship with us every Sunday at Femme Foundation at any of our services, 7:30 a.m. or 9:30 a.m. Thank you and God bless you.